The culture is dying. When will we be honest with one another? Race, righteousness, and redemption. Detroit recorded 95% of mothers under 20 were unmarried. The seventh highest in the country. No wonder Detroit is the number one city in America for violence. It's not a mystery. If we'll face the facts, we might have hope for the future. Repentance is in order if we would have redemption. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the fact sheet right there on our website, A Portrait of the Black Family, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Let's pray for this desperate.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Russ Dizdar, and we're going to be talking about what is happening spiritually in the world today. Now, of course, most people, last week we were certainly consumed with the tragedy that was unfolding in Boston. And yet, of course, we've never been told the true story of what really happened there. Because, of course, there are dark spiritual forces working behind the scenes that alter our perspective and our perspective of everything going on. And one of these times we'll talk about what I think really took place there. But right now I want to get into The Black Awakening, and that's the book that Russ has written. Russ, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much again for allowing me to be on. Appreciate your work all these years, and you're at the cutting edge. You're doing the good stuff, so we appreciate being here with you.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I mean, first, you're a minister. I'm basically a retired orthopedist, but each of us, I think, has been called to do what we're doing in this truly spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization, and I'm not sure Christian civilization's going to survive, although certainly Christ and Christianity will survive in one form or another. But basically, we do what we do because we're called to do it whether we want to or not, why that we're here, and we're going to have to continue doing it. But how did you get involved, and what really got you into counseling these people who have tapped into the dark side?
I think being a child kind of the 60s, late 60s, and then getting saved, coming out of occultism, coming out of trying to be a Buddhist, and knowing that the other side was real. When I got saved and Christ came in my life and then began to minister to others and help others, well, progressively through the 70s, we engaged more and more kids into Satanism. And, you know, teachers would tell us about it, and parents would call us, and we'd hear about a sacrifice of a cat or a dog or some other things. So we began to really focus on going after those kids to help them. And then we found more, Dr. Stan. We just began to find the adults that were teaching them. We began to find more and more demonized kids, I mean teenagers, that were opening the doors to the dark side and being in real rituals and reading books that nobody, I mean satanic works that had blood rituals, nobody reads these things. But we found more and more of it. And the more we targeted, the more victims we found. And the more victims we found, they told us of other victims. And then more people sent. And then all of a sudden, law enforcement and teachers and pastors, they're sending us people. And it just escalated to the point now, 30 some years later, hundreds and hundreds of cases of demonized individuals. And over well over 300 cases of this satanic ritual abuse. And we're just still in the thick of it. And we have victims left and right we're working with right now. And we're flying out to west, out to, toward your direction anyway tomorrow, just to engage more of this for 4 days out in a western state.
Are you going to be putting on some sort of a conference out here?
Well, actually, we got called in to come in. A lot of these, some victims that want to get out of what they believe was a cult and the satanic ritual abuse victims. So we're going to help victims directly.
Okay, well, I think that's really wonderful because people are just desperate for this. And it's so difficult for people to believe this is really going on, that there are probably millions of people in America who are certainly in one way or another involved in one or another of the occult movements there. And we have so many of them. There's not a major city in America that doesn't have an occult bookstore. You may not know it's there. But I will tell you, theirs are much busier than most of the regular bookstores. People going in and reading this occult literature. Our guest this evening is Russ Dizdar. His book, The Black Awakening, which we carry, vitally important. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendous.
Russ, why don't you just pick up this?
Gold demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the
best.
Well,
that thought will be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russ is simply talking about the many manifestations of certainly of these occult movements today. I mean, you've got your witches and your Wiccans and your Druids and your Crowleyites, followers of Aleister Crowley and followers of certainly Anton LaVey, and certainly they're both dead today, and yet their influence is certainly here, and certainly there are literally millions of people who are involved in this, and certainly, as I say, you can go to an occult bookstore, you'll be amazed at how many many people are there, because there is power. There is certainly a supernatural power you can tap into. And suddenly when they tap into this power, they can get all sorts of things, physical things. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing you want to do is to try to tap into this or find out what it's about. You need to know it's there. But the last thing you want to do is try to tap into that power, because of course, once you tap into that, you have become part and parcel of this movement. Would that be a fair assessment, Russ?
Absolutely. Because and it's so many places now, Dr. Stan. There's so many. I mean, even the whole alien agenda in the skies, all the signs and things, you know, you have millions involved. And the New Age, you know, worldwide can be up to 100 million or more now. Some think, you know, 500 million. I don't know how many, but worldwide, whether you're in Germany or France or England, this massive, and its roots are in deeper old occultism. Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, and those guys, ladies. And so you have all of those streams going. You have down south of the border, Santi Murti, the saint of death, and the drug lords, and the summoning of demons from the use of Apollo Myombi and the Abakwa down there. They're summoning demons to help the drug trade. They're summoning demons to fight off competing drug lords. There's, I mean, how many? 30,000 who've died in Mexico in the last number of years in the drug wars and the slaughter, sacrifice of individuals. And the drug trade is fuel the demonic powers, which I think plays a part in the end time prophecies. You have the devil's breath, a new kind of drug coming up from South America, and very dangerous drug that just puts people, it's almost like an instant hypnosis that people can be led and told and stolen from and used and abused. So the drug trade is connected to the demonic rise, the demonic worship and engagement. The masqueraded spirits, like the Bible says, that Satan masquerades. Now, there's a particular Greek word, meta schismazata. That's the Greek word behind masquerade, meaning the power to morph, to present a mask. So there's spirit guides and ascended masters and alien entities. And even ancestors, but it's really just masqueraded demonic realm. As prophesied, they will come to seek global deception, global seduction, because of the rise of the end. And it's all about globalism when it comes to the dark side.
You mean all about actually forming a world government? Is this part and parcel of their beliefs?
Well, I mean, that's written like in the Masonic books. Albert Pike, I've read some of his and others. They're totally committed to the concept of a globalism, but a spiritualized one, a new spiritualized one. And that's the biblical, reference to the end of days, a luciferically empowered globalism that is going to be a masquerade at first to the world. It's going to be like a savior, a helper, but It's predicted to be the most, it's going to bring the greatest destruction in human history, almost to the point of annihilation. I mean, Jesus speaks about this, Matthew 24. We have him talking about that time in history, which may be right before us, will become so wicked and violent and deceptive that like no other time in human history. And unless those days be cut short, the possibility would be that no flesh would be left. So it's uncharted. We can't look at the past to say, well, this is what it's going to be like, because Jesus said there's nothing bad there. It's worse than anything. Babylon, the Medes, the Persians, Rome, Hitler, this is off the charts what's coming, but it's completely connected to the rise of dark power and its presence worldwide.
And I think this is really what people don't understand, is that what we're seeing taking place politically really, of course, is the certainly the manifestation, the physical manifestation of this spiritual war that's taking place. And basically, of course, we're concerned, about what's going on in the world today. But people don't understand, America has troops stationed in 130 nations. We have an empire now. We're putting troops in additional 35 nations in Africa. And what's this all about? It's all about this globalism, this one world government, and it is motivated by demonism, This is what people can't understand. We have one government that we elect, but behind that we have a demonic force that is utilizing the financial and military power of America to bring about this one world government. And with this, I believe, are going to come some terrible and horrible, horrible wars. And if you believe in the scriptures, why, of course, as Russ said, you're going to, that they tell us about the massive extermination of humanity, which is coming down the line. Would that be a fair appraisal from your point of view?
Dr. Stan, you put it in perfect terms. I mean, you mentioned that it's a physical globalism is a physical manifestation of the spiritual war. Globalism today, there is no globalism without that spiritual drive presence behind it. The devil is real, an ancient being, a fallen cherub. We've got to look at the biblical revelation of this being and his collective, his, you know, the demonic realm globally and coming and engaging humanity. I mean, the scripture says that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. There's a direct, God in Christ coming, that's a direct assault on the satanic stronghold that was here. And, of course, he wins, and the church is, initiated, and Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Well, we're thrust into a spiritual battle. We're told to have the armor of God on. We're told to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. So as believers, we must, by biblical revelation, take serious not only the devil's origin or nature, the methods that he uses, but what's missing is you're talking about the agenda. There is a sequential agenda that leads to a horrific globalism that will lead to the greatest destruction of environment and humanity ever in history. And God has given us infallible insight to that in the prophetic scripture. Revelation 12, the huge red dragon God speaks about. That word dragon is used seven times in one chapter to really give the picture of how huge the global, the satanic presence will be in the development. So the UN, all around the world, the embedding of globalist ideology. Dr. Stan, I listened to Mr. Putin from Russia, the president, just the other day in an older speech. He's talking to global world leaders and global newsmen and so forth. His words were striking. He said that in reference to the whole world, he said, Mr. Putin said, the whole world, everyone is afraid. Everyone is afraid. Therefore, we must create a global security force. Interesting from the Russian president.
And, of course, we've had some dramatic changes within the Catholic Church recently. For the first time in 600 years, a pope resigned. We have a new pope, first time we've ever had a pope who's a Jesuit. And what is he talking about? Well, he seems to be a very nice person, very, very loving, very, very humble, certainly. But he's talking about how we have to unite all the religions. He's talking about how we all worship the same God. We worship the same God as the Muslims. Well, maybe he worships the same God as the Muslims, but and the Hindus, but I don't worship that God. What in heaven's name is going on today? And I think that you're seeing the unfolding of this whole move towards the one world religion, going right along with the one world government. And certainly our leaders are pushing the one world government. And certainly the current pope and some of the previous popes have been pushing this idea of a one-world religion. In fact, we even find some of this within the Protestant church as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that with all my heart we're living in truly prophetic times. And can we change the course things are going? I don't think we're going to be able to, but I think we have to reach as many people as we can and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. Could we delay what's planned? Possibly. We certainly know that this is what Jonah did when, of course, and he was able to actually hold off the judgment on the Assyrians for about 60 years. But I don't see a great revival coming at the present time. But I do know that certainly within the Muslim world, there's a tremendous certainly turning to Christianity. And this is the only thing that helps people. And this is the only thing that can really help the people who are demonically possessed. Do you find this? That really Christianity offers the only hope for people who have been taken into the dark side?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and see, here's the interesting thing. The dark side, real demons, they know who Jesus is. They fear him. They know that he's God, that he's the Savior, that he's, they know who he is. And they totally, I mean, when real possessed people, like in Mark chapter 5, we've seen this again and again. Demons speak through them. They violently, Dr. Shannon, violently hate God, hate Christ. They fear the aspect of the cross, the blood of Christ. And the authority that's brought against them, when Jesus said, I give you authority, we're able to deal with them. And we're able to, you know, command them to get out of people, just like they did it in the book of Acts. And so the demons know. I mean, they know who the difference is. They don't care about Allah. They don't care about Buddha. They don't care about Quetzalcoatl. They fear Christ, because they know who he is.
And have you run into this sometimes when you're counseling people, calling upon the name of Christ to confront those demons?
Absolutely. And we've seen hundreds of people over the years now set free from demonic possession and control. You know, Jesus does this.
And because the name of Jesus Christ is a tremendous weapon against these demonic forces, not a weapon that we can use because we don't have the power, but he has the power. And we need to call upon him. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Russ Dizdar, his book, The Black Awakening.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years,
Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Sophia Rush is just saying that he's going to be going to Russia here later this, probably this year. And basically, because in Russia, they're having a terrible time with Satanism. In fact, certainly one of the key government officials had recently said that the greatest problem they have in Russia is not a radical Islamic penetration of their country. What the greatest problem they have is the satanic infiltration of their police and of their military. Is that a correct quotation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, anybody can even look at, you know, just Googling out or being, you know, doing a search on Satanism in Russia right now. It's a tremendous issue. It's tremendous in Berlin. I was doing some studies on the actual pages, website pages of the Catholic news agency, where they were also talking about in Italy alone, they made reference to over 800,000 individuals that are in different kinds of satanic and occult groups. They're inundated. The Vatican's inundated. They're trying to create Vatican Catholic exorcists, which is a problem because demons don't listen to when you just read books. And, you know, if you don't know Christ personally, you don't have the real authority. So there's a lot of other things being thrown at it. Here in the United States, Dr. Stan, I love the body of Christ, and I've been in the body of Christ, been a pastor, but I'm just speaking honestly when I say, overall, the churches seem to be 30, 40 years behind. They're not cutting edge of what's really happening right now, and they're not demonstrating a spiritual cutting edge of the power of God, the beauty of Christ, the power of the Word of God, the power in prayer. People are bored in their churches. So many Christians don't even go. I mean, I cannot tell you across the board how many believers are not even going anymore because they're looking for, you know, something that's good, and they don't want to be pacified. They don't want to be a spectator, and they surely don't want to be a part of the emergent stuff and all that where there's compromise. So we have a trouble here because on the one hand, the dark side is rising exponentially, and the body of Christ has been like Sardis, once alive, but seemingly now dead in comparison. It's a challenging time, and I believe things could change if we do, if we look to the Lord, if we stand in His presence. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever, so there's nothing in Christ that has changed, but it is possible for the body of Christ, like Laodicea, like Sardis, to become dead, ineffective, and suppressed, and powerless in its visible, you know, engagement with the culture. It's been enculturated. It's been suppressed. But I think part of that is, as you mentioned, the spiritual warfare has been ramped up on the dark side, which has really kind of pushed the church into suppression and seclusion and quietness and compromise. And without any kind of change, that's going to continue to move in that direction.
Well, you know, Sidney, you were pointing out that one of the high communist officials or Russian officials had commented about the satanic infiltration of their military. But basically here, certainly within the last couple of weeks, why a teaching guide for our military, for military recruits, was released. And they were telling the people in the military that certainly evangelical Christians and Catholics were potential terrorists. All evangelical Christians and Catholics were potential terrorists. And people said, oh, isn't that a terrible thing? Ladies and gentlemen, why is that happening? Because we have, Sidney, these satanic forces that have infiltrated into our military, they've infiltrated into our police, and nobody is telling the American people that. I mean, basically, Chris, this should be the center of an understanding of what this is all about. We used to be a Christian nation, but we're no longer a Christian nation. And our churches are not telling the American people the truth about what's really going on and about this spirits of violence being waged in our schools and on our television and on our radio. And basically, we have the truth. And so the rest is dark and the others have the truth, but it's not getting out there, which is why I do what I do, to try to give people who understand a voice so that you can hear. And then you're going to have to be involved telling others, because they're not going to get this, tragically, in so many of our churches. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience. And of course, if you have a question at all for Russ, but he's been on the front lines of this battle for 30 years, and certainly his book, The Black Awakening, is so vitally important. You need to understand what's going on, and you need to be involved in reaching others with this message, because so many of our young people, the material they're getting in schools is intriguing them, and so many of the programs on television are giving them an incentive to try simply tapping into this other side and getting into that power. And the power is there, and there are tremendous rewards. But of course, at the cost of their eternal souls. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Russ, we're involved in the spirits of battle, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Russ Dizdar. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY here, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Give us a call. Now, Russ, do you have a website, any place where people can get more information on this subject if they have a problem or they want to know really what to do?
Sure, absolutely. The website is www.shatterthedarkness.net. It's Shatter, S-H-A-T-T-E-R, shatterthedarkness.net. And there's hundreds of hours of training and teaching materials, courses, all free. They can take whatever they want, and training courses. And we're doing live training courses online on spiritual warfare on Monday nights. We do live training courses itself. And so we're trying to do as much as we can. And all of that is free for anybody that wants it.
And I think it's vitally important. People really don't understand that there really are the families, and certainly it goes from generation to generation. I've talked to some of the people, and basically, of course, if they break away from it, they lose their entire contact with their family, but their family is satanic, and these families are, well, I mean, this is not occasional, this is a very frequent thing, but of course, you never talk about this. Well, let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Okay, yeah. Dr. Stan, can I ask you, what is your phone number during the, I think it's the afternoon hours, because I wanted to call in today, but it's not 888.
Well, it depends on the 3 o'clock program. It's 800-259-5791. The 4 o'clock is 888-24-LIBERTY. So the different numbers on the 2 hours, okay?
Yeah. 259. What was that last
259-7591.
Okay. Here's my take on.
No, 259-5791, 5791, okay?
Okay, I got it now. All right, here's my take on, you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. I don't know. You know, maybe there's something to consider about this great tribulation. Maybe, well, first of all, Jesus did say, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. There was tremendous corruption, which is what I see happening in the world today. And he also said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So I'm beginning to wonder whether when he says now in Matthew 24, for there shall be great tribulation such as this world has never known nor ever shall know. And if those days were not shortened, there would no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, I'm beginning to wonder whether, could it be what he's saying in that statement is not so much as a physical tribulation, but as a spiritual tribulation where no flesh would be saved?
Well, I think it's probably both, but thank you very much, Joe. If you have a question, let's ask get our guest to add to that. And basically, how would you respond to Joe?
Well, I appreciate it very much. That's a major chapter to bring in, Matthew 24. And though I do believe it involves, too, in the end, no flesh being saved physically. Spiritually, I mean, the truth is, in the end, more and more are going to engage the dark side. And, you know, Bible predicts that worldwide, even when the final judgments come, there's going to be so many that will not turn away from their demon worship, their pharmacon, the drug issue, the sexual morality side of things. So a lot of people will embrace the dark side so deeply. And that's the sad part. And we're not completely there yet. We're going that direction. So now is the time for us as believers to make the most of this opportunity to witness, to share, and to do what we can do in our part. Joe has seen clearly the corruption, and everybody sees this worldwide. Dr. Stan, I've done studies on globalism, global consciousness, the global mind, the Webbot project. Globally, the fear is a coming catastrophic collapse, war, tremendous bloodshed. There is a global fear that it's all coming down.
And I think that fear is well-founded, but because people don't like to think about it, would like to think about happy things, and we have to, because occasionally get away from focusing on all the bad things. But the greatest thing is we do have a Father who loves us, and if we put our faith in Him, why, He will be there with us no matter what happens. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I do really think that we're going to see things happening at an increasing tempo. I think, as I said, I don't think it's simply coincidence that for the first time in 600 years, a Catholic Pope has resigned. I don't think it's simply by coincidence for the first time, you know, simply in all history, we have a Jesuit as the Pope. I don't think it's simply by chance that the current Pope is talking about joining all religions together and that we all worship the same God. Well, he may worship the God of the Hindu and the Buddhist and the Muslim, but that's not the God the rest of us worship. So what is really going on today? And when you understand these powerful spiritual forces working within the geopolitical structure of the world today, a lot of things begin making sense. Otherwise, if you try to look at things rationally, why, very little makes sense. We did a program this afternoon on the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. A gentleman who'd been spent 30 years in Washington, D.C., 10 years with the CIA, probably a similar amount of time, working for Congress, working on the staff of the committee there, was looking into the threat of an EMP attack. And basically, of course, we have absolutely no defense against it. He pointed out that every Democratic congressman and every Republican congressman, 100% of both, voted to do something to protect America from the threat of an electromagnetic pulse that could kill between 200 million and 250 million Americans. So the figures he used, and he was a very well-spoken gentleman. He has a PhD. And as I say, he had worked on the staff of a number of organizations in Washington, D.C. And of course, when you try to explain what's going on, none of this makes any sense. I mean, why are we spending a few $100 million to protect America when the lives of potentially 85 to 90% of the American people could be at stake? Now, the only thing that I can explain this is there are powerful spiritual forces that are blocking doing anything that's logical. And certainly as we see the progressive destruction of our society, the breakdown of the moral fabric of our nation, the move towards saying, well, it's all right for men to marry men and women to marry women, and everybody, I mean, they want to live together. We can't stop that. We can't stop people from being sinful. But why want to call it marriage? Why want to put all this effort into this? Well, there's an organized effort to distract us from what's really going on as we see the progressive demoralization and degeneracy of contemporary society. Would you agree or disagree with that, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it follows biblical prophecy and the rise of all of it. The sexual addiction issues, nobody's dealing with the biological side of it, that men with men biologically, physiologically don't fit, the parts don't fit. And, the drive to, I think part of that is the drive to clear the conscience, because there's such a conviction, an unnatural issue in that area, in all levels of sexual addiction. I mean, there's a book out called The Necromantic Ritual. The rise of sex with the dead, Dr. Stan, is unbelievable right now, with books being written and giving how much love, how much right they have. And it sounds like the gay and lesbian movement also. I mean, they're using the same term. That it's about love, it's about romance, I'm reading the book.
You're talking about necrophilia now, necrophilia.
Oh, absolutely, right. Absolutely. And that's on an incredible rise. And matter of fact, two boys in Texas were lured up to Wisconsin. That was in the news here not too long ago. And he was cut up by them really badly, bleeding very badly. They put him in, and they were using this it's called the necromantic, ritual book. And it was all about this incredible wild thing they were going to do to him to kill him. And the book explains how much love and how sacred and how romantic and how erotic sex with the dead can be. It's unbelievable, dark, bad stuff. I'm not even going to give the publisher's name or the author's name because it's ugly stuff, and yet it's being practiced in a growing level. It's connected with underground Satanism. And so we're seeing the worst of the worst. But here's the sad thing, and I agree with you. I want to see on a daily basis, you know, there's time to have joy, go see a ball game, be with your grandkids, and live life, have an ice cream cone. But we can't do that and eliminate the fact that the flood tides are up to our ankles. It's up to our knees. It's up to our waist. We can't just live as if nothing's happening. So we have to take action about what's really here among us. And just because it's evil, we want to dissociate and push it away, doesn't mean it will go away. It will only, you know, without any challenge, without any advance to the kingdom of God, it goes unabated. And our silence is nothing more than aiding and abetting the dark side's, you know, developments. And it's radical, horrific. I mean, we're seeing the cases. We're seeing the crime scene slides at the academies. We're dealing with human lives that have been wrecked and used. And Dr. Stan, it just, so I've been on the field 38 years, doing ministry. And so I'm saying it's worse on a person-by-person level, let alone the research, let alone what we see in the news and all the movements. So, and the predictions are, and the trends itself are, it'll continue to go that direction. So now is the time to grow as strong as we can in Christ, be a part of the mission of God, become powerful in prayer, and really become aware and become at the cutting edge instead of being 50 years behind what's really happening.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have once again Joe calling back from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Does he want to have something else you'd like to say?
Yeah, this is very interesting. I heard you just before, Dr. Stan, talking about how, the Catholic Church wants to gather all religions together to have this one belief in God, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that was the statement made by the current Pope, that he wants to, certainly, we all worship the same God. We should all work together. That is his position. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I witness to any human being, whether they be a Muslim, whether they be a Jew, whether they be a Hare Krishna, I tell them, all your religious leaders that have ever come upon this earth, none of them has risen from the dead. Moses didn't rise from the dead. Your Buddha didn't rise from the dead. Your great, I forget the guy's name, but anyway, he didn't. Listen, this whole thing about one world religion, it all hinges around one person, the Lord Jesus Christ, because man's greatest enemy. Hold on.
Joe, basically, we really don't want to have a sermon there, but I agree with you. Your point is well taken. But certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, what Joe is saying is absolutely right. Basically, Christianity is different than the other religions, but Christianity is under attack from without, but Christianity is also under attack from within today. And what we need to do is have people see what's going on and see it clearly. Well, Russ, certainly, what can the average individual out in the listening audience do to actually be involved more effectively in the spiritual battle?
I would, under the Lordship of Christ, growing close to Him, and really understanding, you know, our relationship to Him and what the mission of God is, the evangelization. We're commanded to go to every person, every human being, and bring an incredible message of good news of the gospel. And that's vitally needed. And with that comes, we need to know everything about discipleship. Not just 1, 2, and 3, but we need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Everything. What does the Bible say about spiritual warfare? The authority of Christ. Dr. Stan, I was at one of the largest prophecy conferences this last summer in all the nation. And a lot of people there, a lot of spokesmen, a lot of names I can mention that were well known across the nation. So I'm there to speak. And one of the smaller groups, you know, and I do this at every conference I go to, I'll ask everybody to raise their hand. How many here know the authority you have in Christ, that Christ has given you authority to trample on the dark side? 90% did not. And then I ask about the armor of God. How many know what the armor of God is? About 70 hands, 70% will go up. How many know that they have it on actually right now? Then it drops to about 30%. We really don't know. I mean, I don't think we've really been discipled well enough to know all that we need to have in our daily walk. We have enormous grace, mercy, authority, power, knowledge, insight. If we just simply take in all of Scripture, all of the Word of God, and all that Christ is to us, and bring Him, I mean, millions are getting into the other stuff because nobody's telling them about the real truth, the gospel and Christ and what He wants to bring into their lives. So that's the big issue, us embracing the Savior we know and not neglecting so great a salvation.
And what you're basically saying is that basically if you are truly a Christian, you have the power to confront these dark forces. But you have to use that, and of course, it's not in our power, but it is in the power of Jesus Christ, who is within us. If we are wearing the full armor of salvation, is that in essence what you're suggesting?
Well, absolutely. I think that a lot of believers have a little bit of discipleship, but not all that we needed. And maybe again, we're not launched out onto the field. I suggest reading well the book of Acts and look how the early disciples got out there and ministered to people. And, we were out this weekend. Somebody called us to come down to Mansfield, Ohio and sit inside of a Denny's and talk to a guy that felt that he'd been mind controlled by the government. And we witnessed him and shared the gospel. We just got to be out there doing that. And God is still at work powerfully if we're out there letting Him use us.
How do you separate schizophrenia from certainly from demon possession? Do you have any tricks on that at all?
Sure. The authority of Christ works, will confront real demonic presence. If you engage real demonic presence, it will react. If it's something different on a human level, like a tumor or biological or chemical, that's something where healing might be needed. But a real authority in Christ will cause a battle with a real demonic presence, and by the authority of Christ, kick them out.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Rustin Starr and the book, The Black Awakening.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed the conversation with Russ Dizdar, and if you haven't read his book, The Black Awakening, we carry it. We think it's vitally important that you understand that this is really very, very real. And then, of course, we carry Constance Cumby's wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which I read probably back in 1981 or 1982, maybe 1982, when I first then I heard her speak. And this, of course, opened up in a whole different world to me. I'd been studying what was going on and politically and philosophically for 20 years at that time. And suddenly, after reading Constance Cumby, everything began to fall into place. And of course, we use her ideas in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We do have a 4-CD set of certainly of my interviews with Constance Cumby. We have her DVD, the talk she gave at our conference. So basically, if you'd like to get that, and you'd like to get her book and Russ Dizdar's book, his is The Black Awakening, hers is The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I have to warn you, these are secondhand copies, simply because the book's been out of print for many years. And then we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance. And then we have the DVD, of course, of Constance talking at our conference and give you an idea of this other dimension. As you heard me say many times, we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there is a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world, but there is an intangible world, and there really are supernatural forces out there. Now, there's an organized effort, certainly, to convince us that these other beings are extraterrestrial, and that there are UFOs out there. There are UFOs, but they're not coming from another galaxy. They're coming from another dimension. And if you haven't read the latest book by Tom Horn and Chris Putman, we had Chris on this afternoon, and if you haven't said, or maybe it was yesterday, I guess we had him on. We had him on last night, as a matter of fact. Basically, of course, you really want to hear that. It should be posted on our website. Had a little difficulty getting started because we didn't have all the equipment turned on, but it's a fascinating talk. With Chris Putman at 8 o'clock, first program last night. But you really want to read the book. In fact, there are two of them. One is called Petrus Romanus, and it is the 500 or 600-page book written by Chris and Tom Horn on the last pope, the last Catholic pope. And then, of course, the next one, just out, Exo Vaticana, goes into certainly the fact that the Jesuits and many people highly placed in the Catholic Church believed in extraterrestrial beings who will soon come to control the world. And you say that's crazy talk. Well, of course it's crazy talk, but unfortunately they do believe it, and the books are written. And recently Chris and Tom Cohen have an amazing book, vitally important for you to understand. If you're a Catholic out there in the audience, basically it's the important thing is your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, because the devil set out a long time ago to infiltrate the Catholic Church and to put people into key positions there who are inherently evil. And that's why there's so much pedophilia and homosexuality. That is why so many cardinals are Masons. How could a cardinal be a Mason? The purpose of Masonry is to destroy the Catholic Church. And yet there are certainly lodges right there in the Vatican today. And certainly you need to get the 4-CD set of my interviews with Malachi Martin, who was a confidant of John the 23rd. It's called Wisdom of Malachi Martin, the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Anyway, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're Catholic, just make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. There are certainly many divisions within the Catholic Church today, but believe me, the devil is working within the Catholic Church as he is working within the Protestant Church to undermine the faith of our Christians. Our job is to reach them and to let them understand the spiritual battle. And then, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of, and I believe he's a doctor, Dr. Gordon Klingensmith. Am I correct, Dr. Klingensmith?
Yes, sir. This is Dr. Gordon James Klingensmith. I'm a former...
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but when I heard your subject, I said I want to get that person on my radio program, so you go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much. Many of your listeners may have heard me on other radio shows. I was a chaplain in the Navy in 2006 when the Navy punished me for praying in Jesus' name in uniform outside of Sunday chapel. And I was later vindicated by Congress, who changed the law and said it's okay for chaplains to pray in Jesus' name. So we changed the law. It was a great victory, but unfortunately that victory cost me my career.
Well, basically, of course, today, can a chaplain, a Christian chaplain, pray in the name of Jesus Christ in the military, or will they be endangering their career if they do?
Well, on paper, they have that freedom. Now that the bad policy has been rescinded by an act of Congress, no other chaplain will be punished under the policy that I was punished for. But paper liberty is only as good as the people who enforce the law. So we are thankful for the victory of the American people. I had an 85% public approval rating during my controversy. 300,000 Americans, maybe many of your listeners, actually petitioned Congress to defend free speech and defend the First Amendment, which ultimately they did by overruling what I believe are the domestic enemies of the Constitution, who said that Jesus is an illegal word. It should be banned by the government as illegal speech. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. And when Congress reversed the policy, they did restore freedom for chaplains to pray in Jesus' name.
But, of course, basically, you certainly will not be looked upon kindly, I suppose, which would endanger the possibility of promoting. If the chaplains today were to pray in Jesus' name, or are the chaplains praying in Jesus' name today?
Well, many of them are, I believe, but there is still a lot of pressure because it seems like the easily offended complainers will try to censor the religious speech of a chaplain. And there are threats, and many other chaplains are under fire. I am certainly not the only one. In fact, 65 chaplains are still suing the Navy. Evangelical chaplains, if you're Baptist or Pentecostal, if you pray in Jesus' name, outside of chapel, then you don't get promoted in the Navy. And that's why there's a class action lawsuit now for religious discrimination against evangelical Christians who pray and preach in Jesus' name.
Well, now, were you forced out of the Navy at the time?
Yes. Ooh. I was honorably discharged in 2007. I lost a 16-year career. I lost a $1 million pension. My wife and I were evicted from our home on the Navy base. And people ask me, Chaps, that's a great price to pay, but was it worth it? Would you do it all over again? And what do you think I tell them?
Well, I hope that you would tell them that you would, because, of course, this is an important moral issue, and I believe it's so important that people understand that there really are people in the military who hate Jesus Christ. There are people at every level of our government that hate Jesus Christ. There are people at the highest levels of our court system that hate Jesus Christ. And until we understand that we're really involved in a spiritual battle, this is being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. So much of what's going on today really doesn't make sense. That battle is being waged today without the knowledge or understanding.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And of course, our guest is Dr. Klingenschmidt, and he has just lost his position in the military as a chaplain, as a Navy chaplain. Because, of course, he quoted from the scriptures, and basically he gave a sermon in which he had said that Jesus is the way to heaven, and the only way, in essence, it's really the only way to get to heaven. And his commander was offended by that and called him in. And why don't you pick up the story? You go to the office, and And basically, your commander says, does this mean, since I do not accept Jesus, that I'm going to hell? What transpired after that?
Well, I asked him, of course, if maybe when he was listening to my sermon, that he applied the scriptures to his own soul and found himself lacking in salvation. I said, I know how to help you, Captain. Let's pray together, and you can give your life to Christ. But he said, no, chaplain, you don't understand. I have consulted some liberal chaplains who advised me to punish you in writing, and he did that in writing. He punished me 3 times for quoting the Bible in chapel for that one sermon. He downgraded my evaluation, gave me a letter of instruction. Finally, he told the Navy board, don't renew Chaplain Klingenschmitt's contract, kick him out of the Navy, because he overemphasized his own faith system in his sermons and in his prayers. Well, now I was facing termination of my career. I had an award-winning career up to that point. It was spotless. In fact, I was recommended early for promotion when I was an Air Force missile officer and intelligence officer, and then I became actually volunteered for a demotion to become a Navy chaplain. When I became a Navy chaplain, my programs and my sailors won 6 awards for community service, including Best in the Navy. So I was very eager to lead my sailors in ministry, and we fed homeless people every Friday. We would cook their food. We won many awards, and I had a glowing set of evaluations until my commander punished me for quoting the Bible in chapel. Well, that was the beginning of the end of my career, really. They not only downgraded my evaluation, but told the Navy board don't renew his contract. So here I was facing, they were not going to renew my contract after the 3-year point in the Navy, and so I had to take some dramatic action.
Well, what happened now? Were you able to get to stay in the Navy for a time after that or not?
Yes, because I drew public attention to this. I became a whistleblower. I began posting the documents on my website and talking to the media. In fact, I ended up doing a hunger strike in front of the White House. I went without food for 18 days. I lost 14 pounds. I drank water only day and night. But the newspapers told the world of the chaplain who was punished for quoting the Bible in chapel. I was on the front page of the New York Times, front page of the Washington Times, front page of the Washington Post. And with all of that publicity, 75 congressmen took up my cause and wrote to the president on my behalf. And the Navy brass backpedaled and surrendered. And they renewed my contract for 3 more years. So I ended my hunger strike. I went back to work. And do you think those admirals and those senior chaplains were happy to see me back at work?
Were you able to complete your 20 years and then in the Navy?
Well, no. Unfortunately, at that point, I had about 15 years in the Navy. And just a few months later, these admirals and senior chaplains who were very angry with me, they wrote a bad policy. They actually got it signed by the Secretary of the Navy, Donald C. Winter. This is in 2006. And this bad policy, Secretary of the Navy Instruction 1730.7C, required that chaplains have to pray non-sectarian prayers if they're outside of chapel. Well, non-sectarian is just a code word for no Jesus. Don't pray in Jesus' name. Jesus is an illegal word. And this policy essentially empowered commanding officers to punish chaplains if they dared to pray in Jesus' name. Well, by this time, I was no longer on the ship. I was working at a shore command, and I read this policy, and I said, listen, if they're going to punish chaplains who use the word Jesus in their prayers, then I want to be the first. I volunteered to violate that bad policy. And so I called a press conference in front of the White House again on a Thursday morning. I wore my full dress uniform, and I prayed in Jesus' name on national television. And this violated the bad prayer policy. And so I went back to work, and I said, listen, I broke your policy. You have to do something. And they tried to punish me quietly with a piece of paper in my record. I said, no, I demand my legal right to a court martial. So it went to a trial, and I can tell you about the trial.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. So now this is September of 2006, and it goes into a courtroom. It's just like a Navy trial in that movie with Jack Nicholson. You remember, you can't handle the truth. But in this case, the truth was Jesus Christ. And the judge and the jury and the prosecutor, and I was on defense for my faith, we all had a discussion. And the judge had to decide, what does the law say? Did I violate what they call a lawful order? Or does the law actually protect a chaplain's right and his First Amendment rights to pray and preach in Jesus' name? Well, he read the uniform regulations and disregarded those because the Navy uniform regulation 6405 says chaplains have the option to wear their uniform during any act of public worship. But instead, he ignored that. He enforced the bad prayer policy 1730.7c, and he wrote in his opinion that I violated a lawful order that public worship is only safe inside of Sunday chapel. But since I prayed on a Thursday morning outside of the White House, I was not engaged in public worship. Instead, I might be worshiping in public. And worshiping in public is not protected by federal law, can be punished as a misdemeanor crime if you do that in uniform, guilty of worshiping in public in your uniform, praying in Jesus' name outside of chapel, and violating lawful orders.
So then they did they then force you out of the military at that point?
Yes, they did. Unfortunately, it took another 4 months, but I was involuntarily discharged from the Navy. I received an honorable discharge, but it was not my preference, and I lost a 16-year career. I lost a million-dollar pension. My wife and I were evicted from our home. But the good news is this. It caused a revival across America. My story ran in 500 newspapers. It was, again, reported in all the major talk shows and all the front pages. And thanks be to God, America rose up with me. I had an 85% public approval rating. I'm not sure if I mentioned 300,000 Americans signed a petition to Congress for Jesus Christ and for free speech for chaplains. So there was a great victory because Congress vindicated my stand and Congress rebuked the Navy and reversed the bad policy.
Well, now, basically, then, how do you live today? I mean, do you have a job? Do you have a ministry? Do you have a church? How are you able to survive after, you know, certainly giving up your military pension intentionally because you knew it was going to happen? You knew that they were not going to let you get away with that. These people have a different agenda. So how are you able to manage you and your wife at the present time?
Well, that's a great question. The Lord provides, and I now have a full-time Christian ministry, the Pray in Jesus Name Project, which I lead, and our website is prayinjesusname.org. And I defend other people who are punished if they pray in Jesus' name. In fact, we've organized by our petition drives, as I said, about 4 million petitions to Congress in the last 5 years. And we have led rallies to defend other people, pastors or hospital chaplains or police chaplains. And we've changed the law now 13 times, not only in the federal law for military chaplains, but we've changed the law in 12 states where praying in Jesus' name was banned either by a legislature or by a court or some liberal entity who wants to make the word Jesus illegal speech. We go in there and we hold rallies and people donate and people sign our petitions and people join our email list. And through all of that activity, we're able to raise public awareness, and we've changed the law in 12 states. So we've restored freedom for hospital chaplains and police chaplains and military chaplains and even civilian pastors. If they go to a city council meeting or they pray the invocation before a state legislature meeting, then they're allowed now to pray in Jesus' name because our people have petitioned their legislators and they've reverse the Jesus ban.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-244-Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And basically, now what is happening in the military? As in the military chaplains allowed to pray in public, certainly in the name of Jesus Christ, or will they still come after some of them?
Well, there are instances now, especially in the recent headlines in this year, in fact, this month, where the Pentagon is threatening to court-martial Christian troops if they talk about Jesus and somebody gets offended. So we have to defend free speech, and we're sending new petitions to Congress at our website, prayinjesusname.org.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, there is a war against Christianity. This is what people don't understand. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. It's not imaginary. It's real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty. Our guest is Dr. Gordon Klinken-Smith, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you.
If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Gordon Klingensmith, and he heads a group that is really intent upon certainly allowing people to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. But there are actually organizations out there that are dedicated to actually preventing public prayer at all, or the mention of Jesus Christ. In my estimation, these people hate Christianity, they hate God, and they're doing everything they can to prevent other people from praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is the battle we've been talking about for so long, which is so vitally important. But Gordon, you go right ahead. You were just saying that there is this group that is doing, seems to be doing everything they can to prevent a public prayer. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, and they're not the only ones. There are groups like the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Militant Religion Foes Foundation, and the ACLU sometimes files lawsuits or makes empty threats to do so. And my concern is this. Doesn't it remind you of what happened in the Bible in Acts chapter 4 to the disciples of Jesus? If you read in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John were called in front of the Pharisees, and they were given strict orders. You must not preach or teach or anything at all in Jesus' name. But they asked, who are you, Pharisees? Should we obey men or should we obey God? And they disobeyed men and they obeyed God and they kept on preaching and teaching in Jesus' name, and they were flogged and punished for their faith. But they rejoiced that they were worthy to share in the suffering of Jesus Christ. So they're inspirational to me. I want to follow their example, and I want to obey God, even if I have to disobey men, and I will continue to pray and preach in Jesus' name.
Well, I think that I admire you for what you're doing, and I think you're on the front lines of the same battle that we are on today here through my ministry, and that is to bring out the fact there really are people who are doing everything they can to undermine the Christianity in America. But of course, those people will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And if you destroy the religious foundation of this nation, why, you destroy the nation. And I really believe that we're well underway to being destroyed, because that's not only what happens politically, but I believe that God brings judgment upon nations that turn against him. What are your thoughts on that supposition?
Well, God allows humans to have the natural consequences of their own choice to sin. I believe the Bible teaches that God is a God of love, and especially in the New Testament, that God forgives sinners, that Jesus died on the cross to make a way for us to be forgiven of our sins. And because God loves us, he gives us the free will to obey him or disobey him. And of course, it's wise always to obey God. I think it's good for our health, it's good for our wisdom, it's good for our families and our children, if we always obey God's commands. But when we choose to disobey the commands of God, we don't invite God to rule us. Instead, we invite the devil to rule us. And when we are ruled by the devil, we will be tormented with all kinds of trouble and sadness and depression and disease, and ultimately sin can lead to death.
I think you're absolutely right. Let's go to Rich, who's calling us from Aromas. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. It's always a privilege to speak to you and our radio audience. Reverend, I just had a question. First of all, I want to thank you for having God's spirit and the guts for standing up for what is right. And I just had a question regarding the Second Amendment, and you're rubbing a lot of elbows with a lot of military and chaplains and stuff, but do you feel that if this tyrant of a president were to ever try to take away the Second Amendment right. Do you think the military would follow that, or would they have enough guts like you to stand up to this tyrant?
Do you have any thoughts on that? That's a little bit off topic, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think the military would go along with simply repealing the Second Amendment and taking guns away from the people?
Well, I hope not. I know that I swore an oath as an officer to defend the Constitution of the United States against its enemies, foreign and domestic. And personally, when I was in high school, I was the captain of my rifle team. I'm a distinguished marksman expert, according to the NRA, and I wear their badge on my wall very proudly. But beyond my own expertise in marksmanship, I believe that Christians ought to be allowed to defend themselves. Jesus said, for example, if any of you has a tunic, he should sell his shirt and buy a sword. There are times when it's okay for Jesus and for his disciples to defend themselves, and maybe even in the context of his quote, when he said that, he was facing government tyranny and government oppression, and it was okay for his disciples to defend themselves against.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Your guest here. Thanks so much for calling, Joe. Always
okay.
Good to hear from
okay.
You.
Can I respond to the comment also?
Go right ahead.
Hey, I was going to encourage people to sign petitions at faxcongress.com. And I can talk about that after this break.
Okay, why don't you just go right ahead and talk about it now? We're all set. And basically, of course, we're back here, I guess, certainly. If you'd like to talk to him, my telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But certainly the Gordon is involved in trying to get people to sign petitions. So why don't you simply tell us about the petition and what people can do about it? Go right ahead.
Sure. Thank you. There are many petitions that we have created on this new affiliate website, which is owned by other people, but we use it quite a bit. It's called faxcongress.com. It's fax, like a fax machine, faxcongress.com. And you can create any petition you want and recruit your friends to sign your petition. Maybe it's about Second Amendment rights, as the one caller said. And when people sign that petition electronically, it's automatically converted into real fax paper on your congressman's desk, and it's delivered instantly, and it's free. And so we encourage people to sign our petition that I created to defend military chaplains who pray in Jesus' name. There is a piece of legislation, H.R. 343, that is being introduced by my friend, Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, to defend a military chaplain's right to pray according to the dictates of the chaplain's conscience. So that's a very important piece of legislation to protect religious expression by chaplains, and people can sign a petition to your congressman for free at faxcongress.com.
So basically, even though it is illegal for the military commanders to punish a chaplain, they still can get into trouble if they do pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Is that where we are today?
Well, there are some unethical commanders who are violating the law. As I said, 65 chaplains are suing the Navy because they could not get promoted if they pray or preach in Jesus' name. So even though on paper we have some protections, we need a stronger law that's very clear. And that's why Congressman Walter Jones is trying to pass H.R. 343. And maybe tomorrow during business hours, people could call their congressman at 202-225-3121, that's the Capitol switchboard number. Ask for your congressman and call 202-225-3121 and ask them to support and co-sponsor H.R. 343. Otherwise, you can sign that petition right now on the internet at faxcongress.com.
Well, Gordon, basically, when you were in the military, weren't some of your commanding officers very sympathetic with your position and certainly praising you for what you were doing? This is really the prejudice of the individual commanding officer, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I had an award-winning career for 14 of my 16 years as an officer, and it was really the last 2 years when my one commanding officer on the ship punished me for quoting the Bible in chapel, and then the second commanding officer on the shore punished me for praying in Jesus' name in my uniform outside of chapel. So there was some persecution, and it did get worse toward the end, but the first 14 years of my career were award-winning years, and my sailors won 6 awards for community service, including Best in the Navy, because of my chaplain programs. So I was a good officer. I felt like I understood the military. In fact, because I understood the military so well, because I had been an Air Force intel officer, an Air Force major who worked at a national headquarters, I had changed national policy 3 times as a line officer, I knew how to change the law when I was a Navy chaplain. In this case, I had to go up my chain of command. Well, it just so happened it went so far up that my chain of command ended at Congress, and Congress had to rebuke the Navy and reverse the bad policy. So the only way to get the attention of the Congress, I believe, was to wake up the American people to sign petitions, and that's how we did that. And the way you get people to wake up is to go to the newspapers. So I started doing radio shows. I started doing media interviews, and sure enough, the people woke up, petitioned Congress, and Congress changed the law.
Okay, well, God bless you for what you did. And let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
A little of each. I keep hearing these reports that the military are going to institute atheist chaplains. And I'm wondering, first of all, I want to say that you can't be a chaplain. I don't know how you can be a chaplain if you're an atheist. But, you know, if you have heard anything about this and if this is really going to go forward, because they want to do this because they don't want to offend anybody.
Okay, fine. Well, have you heard anything at all about bringing in atheist chaplains? That's sort of like a totally contradictory concept. But it would appear to me that there's certainly people in the military who hate the God of the Bible. What about that? Have you heard about that, Gordon?
I've heard that there are people calling for this to happen. The Military Association of Atheists and Freethinkers is led by a man, I think his name was Jason Torpy, if I'm not mistaken, but he was asking for atheists to be allowed to be chaplains, and that's never going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Because in order to become a chaplain, you have to have a formal seminary education from a real religious group. And yeah, they may have a religious philosophy, but they don't have seminaries that can give you an accredited master's degree in atheism. There's nothing to teach. We don't believe in God, so how long are the lectures going to be in the classroom? They're not very long, and they won't be accredited with a master's degree in their topic. If they want secular counseling, they can already have that by going to a psychologist. And there are many groups. Of course, I invited my atheists on the ship to come and explain their views at a Bible study. I invited Wiccans and Muslims and people I do not agree with to teach about their religion to my group on the ship to the Bible study. And they came and we had an open discussion. And that's why the military allows lay leaders, if you're a civilian or even a member of the military who is not a chaplain, you can lead your own faith group. All you have to become is a lay leader. But I'm sorry, the atheists will never become chaplains.
Well, basically, Doctor, they actually have I've heard that they have wicked chaplains, and they have people who basically, of course, believe in the occult serving as chaplains. Is that true?
I read that several years ago there was an army chaplain who practiced Wicca or wanted to convert to Wicca after he had been first endorsed as a Christian chaplain. So he changed his religion, and I think they let him serve another year, but then it didn't work out, and he left the army. So I don't think the Wiccans have chaplains right now, or people who practice witchcraft, again, because they don't have the educational background or the master's degree in religion, in their religion, because they don't have seminaries that can teach on an accredited basis and give them that. But I do support freedom of religion, and I do support the military's policy of allowing, you know, certified chaplains of many diverse faiths, whether they're Muslim or Jewish or Buddhist or Hindu. We cooperate with members of other faiths. In fact, the job of a chaplain is not to always preach about Jesus, but we are to provide for members of our own religion, facilitate for members of other religions, and care for everybody. And, of course, as a chaplain, I tried to do that for everybody.
How prevalent was the Wicca religion within the military?
Actually, you'd be surprised how fast it's growing. I think since the Harry Potter movies and books have trained the younger generation that, you know, witchcraft is cool or whatever they want to think about that, there has been an increasing number of sailors or people in the military who self-identify as practitioners of the Wiccan religion, but it's still far less than 1% of our military. Just like practicing Muslims are less than 1%, practicing Jews, I think, are less than 2%. The vast majority of our military members are Christian, and I think it's at least a third Catholic, a third evangelical, maybe Baptist or Pentecostal, and then another third liberal Protestant, and there are many Protestant groups, but 85% of Americans in general believe in God or believe in Jesus, and that is also reflected in our people who volunteer to serve in the military, because it's the same reflection of society as a whole.
Barbara, do you have anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you for your thoughts on that, and God bless you for what you're doing, sir.
Thank you, Barbara. Let's go to Jack, who's calling from it. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. I do. Whether he is aware of a foundation, I guess it's called, a fellow called a Roman Catholic program I listened to on the weekend, a fellow by the name of Weinstein, who writes a column for one of the major newspapers. It's a religious column. And purportedly, the caller stated that it's called the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation, and it purportedly specifically targets Christians in the military from being able to engage in whether it's Bible study or prayerful activity.
Yes, basically they were some of the people who came after our guest. Did you have a question for our guest?
I can explain my understanding of Mikey Weinstein and his organization, which I call the Militant Religion Foes Foundation. He has a different name for it. But Mikey has repeatedly sued the military and lost in court. I think every one of his lawsuits reportedly has been thrown out of court because he's a bad lawyer and he doesn't understand the Constitution, which protects freedom of religious expression. It does not protect the easily offended ears of the anti-Christian complainer. And so Mikey finds these complainers and he files frivolous lawsuits and they are thrown out of court. This is all my opinion. But it is also sad to me that the military brass listens to him because he gets his name in the newspapers, because he makes headlines with his crazy ideas. The military brass sometimes cave in without a fight because they don't want their name in the newspaper and they just do what he wants and they ban religious freedom. Well, that's not right. We ought to have religious freedom for people who want to talk about Jesus or people who want to have the same rights that we sacrifice, and sometimes our soldiers die on foreign battlefields to defend for others. If they're willing to sacrifice to defend America's freedom, don't you think our troops ought to have that same religious freedom? Of course they do, and that's why we are opposing Mikey Weinstein and everything that he and his group stands for.
All right, anything else you wanted to say, Eric?
Oh, that's marvelous. I'm so happy to stand. Yes, I wanted to ask Gordon if it's true that the Air Force Academy actually paid $80,000 to add a Stonehenge worship center for pagans, druids, witches, and Wiccans. Do you hear anything about that?
Yes, they did. I am an Air Force Academy graduate. I got married in the chapel building there, and I have not personally seen, but I've seen photographs of the outdoor worship facility, which is really just a bunch of rocks on the side of a hill, but they have apparently a technical sergeant in the Air Force who's trying to invite cadets to come and worship outdoors in some pagan ritual ceremony that celebrates witchcraft. And sadly, I think none of the cadets are interested. I think those meetings are very poorly attended, so it was a waste of $80,000, your taxpayer dollars, trying to recruit cadets into a Wicca sort of religion when they really don't want to attend that. They would rather go to the Protestant chapel or the Catholic chapel and worship Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much for calling, Zach. And certainly, the thing is that Christianity is under attack today. This is what the average Christian doesn't understand. The people on the other side, they're not very many of them, but they're very well organized and they're very well financed. And they have friends, certainly many times, at the highest levels of our military. Would that be a fair statement, would you say?
Well, the highest levels of our military, I'm afraid, are now under the impulse of the Obama administration. And now he's been in office for about 6 years. He's promoted the people that he wants into positions that support, for example, homosexuality in the military. One of his Pentagon bureaucrats, Jay Johnson, who's a lawyer, is an Obama flunky who was put in charge of military personnel policy. And he wrote a policy saying that chapel buildings in all 50 states, if it's on a military base, must be open to homosexual weddings. Even in states where gay marriage is illegal, it's okay to, in fact, the chaplain is required to turn over the keys to his chapel building for desecration with acts of sodomy performed on the Catholic or Protestant altar. Well, sadly, that deprives all of our service members of a sacred worship space where they can worship Jesus Christ that wasn't desecrated the day before by these Obama ceremonies in all 50 states. So We're petitioning Congress. Again, you can find that petition at faxcongress.com to protect military chapel buildings, and we will fax that to Congress on your behalf.
We sometimes, most people would think when they hear what you have to say, they'd say we live in a world gone mad. I don't think they're mad at all. I think the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing, and they're certainly energized by an intense hatred of Christianity. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, I try to discern the spirits that are inside of these people, and I don't necessarily blame, although they are responsible. I think there's a deeper spiritual problem inside of these people, and that is they cooperate with demonic spirits, that they are ruled by the devil, that every time they sin, it's not enough for them to personally sin. They have to persecute others who choose not to sin. They have to persecute Christians for daring to live a holy lifestyle, and that's why, for example, here in Colorado, they're threatening a one-year jail term for a Christian baker, Jack Phillips. Why? Because the baker refused to make a homosexual wedding cake for a gay couple that got married in Massachusetts. Well, good grief. They got to come all the way to Colorado to sue this guy and try to put him in jail. They're forcing us now to endorse their agenda. They're promoting it in public schools. They're promoting it, of course, in the national media, in the politics. And they're trying to recruit your children into this. And if they don't pass a repeal, I know this week the Supreme Court is going to rule on gay marriage in a couple of cases. But if they don't get their way this year, they're going to come back next year and try to change the law by passing ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which really is just going to punish Christian employers if they refuse to hire or choose to fire homosexuals.
And Chris, basically, many times homosexuals would be good workers, but basically, of course, you might have a homosexual that's a bad worker, but you'd be afraid to fire him because you could be accused of being a discriminatory. We live in a world gone mad, and certainly it's so vitally important, I believe, that people understand, and I think Gordon is absolutely right. This is a spiritual battle, and there are demonic forces out there. This is not imaginary. This is very real. These people know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that most of the people don't, or they're never being told.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that you enjoyed our conversation with Gordon, and because I think he's a very courageous man, and if you'd like to get in touch with him, why, it's good. Their telephone number is 866-OBEY-GOD. 866-OBEY-GOD, and so the website is Pray in Jesus' Name. And certainly, if you'd like to go there, you can even get a regular daily email. And they're trying to lead certainly a revival in America. And they believe, as I do, that the only hope for America is revival, because otherwise, America is doomed. Well, my job is, of course, to get the information out. And again, that number is 866-OBEY-GOD, 866-OBEY-GOD. And I'm going to get Gordon onto all of our other networks because I think his message is important. And, of course, basically, we hope, of course, many of you will want to help us maintain our four networks. We have four networks we do every week. And basically, of course, we have a 5 hours a day and three networks during the weekdays, one network on the weekend. But we do need your help to maintain them. It's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can get our books, you can get our DVDs, you can get our, material. You can listen to our radio programs there on the internet at radioliberty.com. And we have a number of essays that are there at my website, a number of links to other ministries we think are well worthwhile, and we hope that you will want to go to. So remember again our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you would like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest Brotherhood of Darkness. It's an important book. It will give you insight into what's going on. We hope that you'll want to get, certainly, Father Malachi Martin's material. It's a DVD, it's a four CD set called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We hope you want to get my interview with the ambassador, Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time. We brought Fidel Castro to power. The DVD is entitled The World Revolution, and you'll basically find out that our government knew Fidel was a communist. We've always helped communists. We put Fidel Castro in power. Why? So we'd have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. You see, look at that bad guy down there. And of course, but he's in very close, Fidel is in very close relationships with David Rockefeller. In fact, David's daughters go down to see Fidel on a regular basis, if you don't believe that. We have David Rockefeller's memoirs. You need to get the book. Memoirs by David Rockefeller was available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then if you don't believe there's a secret cabal out there, you want to read page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs. Glenn Beck, I actually quoted them on his Fox television program just before they fired Glenn Beck. But basically, David Rockefeller says, you know, these are crazy right-wingers. They believe my family and I are part of a secret cabal. Working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and political structure. If that's the charge, I'm guilty, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, ladies and gentlemen, not mine. David Rockefeller, the richest man in the world, or do you think that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in the world? Of course not. The Rockefellers have trillions of dollars, and basically they interlock with the six major corporations that control the media here. And then in the United States, they control 90% of the media. The banks that they interlock with, essentially there are six banks that control 69% of all the financial assets in the United States. They interlock with the Rockefellers and the people from the Council on Foreign Relations, interlocking directorates, and nobody's going to tell you these things except us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, 800-544-8927. A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour.
Whoa, I'm impressed. Thank you for joining us. It is 26 July 2013. The boy has a voice early on in the morning. That is so good to hear.
The coffee kicked in.
Oh, thank you for joining us.